How's it going, guys?
Hey, friends.
So today we're here to talk about Caitlin and Matt's wedding that we shot this past weekend!
Michael always bringing the energy.
Yeah.
He just hit the blinds at our office and keeps wondering That's how energetic he's being. Mm-hmm. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, so anyways, Caitlin and Matt are sweet friends of ours, and they got married at Wisteria Farms. Mm-hmm. Farms?
I think it's Farms.
Anywho, it's a beautiful venue in the south side of Richmond in Chesterfield. It's actually a converted horse barn. So the cocktail hour and the bar, the food setup was all inside the horse barn in like stalls of the barn, which was pretty cool. But it's totally renovated and has this like really neat vintage furniture inside and just very well done. And then upstairs is the bridal suite. Like when we first arrived, I walked upstairs and I was like, whoa, like I was not expecting this beautiful room upstairs. Just white, open, pretty, gorgeous light.
Windows everywhere. There's a balcony on both sides.
It was awesome.
It was.
It was a really cool space.
It was beautiful.
And then the guys got ready at the like big house.
Mansion house. And in the basement, you know, very like, they had a pool table down there. Very cool. It was just a...
And shuffleboard, right?
Yeah, like table shuffleboard.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I love when guys getting ready room has like little fun tidbits. Like,
well, it also had all these old hats, like bowler hats and all these crazy old hats. It was very cool. You'll see a couple pictures here, but it was fun.
So it was really fun shooting at a new venue, but really the whole like team of vendors for this wedding were just incredible.
Outstanding.
Like it was so much fun working with all of these people, and even the ones that we didn't get to see, like the bakery and the florists, hit it out of the park. Like these flowers were amazing. Mm-hmm. The cake was so good.
It was a cookie cake, like, so obviously Laura's gonna love it.
I'm gonna be super biased. When Caitlin told me she was doing that, I like flipped. I loved it. But it was freaking delicious. The hair and makeup team were amazing. Mm-hmm. Just always flawless. Their suits, the dresses looked so good. The videographer was great to work with. The DJ was awesome. Mm-hmm. Had we ever worked with that DJ
before? I think
before?
We had, yeah.
He brought it. I loved him.
He did.
And so it was just, the officiant was really sweet. The planners were amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a wedding in a, maybe just because it's been, we've had like this giant lull of weddings, but I feel like I haven't had a wedding that's gone that smoothly and on time.
Yeah.
In a long, long time.
Yeah, it was the dream team of vendors.
It was the dream team of vendors. So if you're looking for vendors, this is the dream team.
Just ask Caitlin how she found these people. Like,
exactly.
It will list everybody at the bottom of this post like we always do. But pay particular attention to these ones because they were really fantastic.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get to Caitlin and
Matt. Yeah, of course.
So
they're the real stars of this.
They're the real dream team.
Yeah.
So Caitlin and Matt are just the absolute sweetest couple. I know Caitlin, we used to teach together, and she is going through the craziness that is virtual teaching right now. I think she probably picked her wedding date thinking that we would be on intercession, like a break from school.
Yeah.
And now she's just like in the middle of the craziest time. And so I can only imagine the stress that she's going through, but she was such a chill bride.
Yeah.
Like it was such a relaxed and fun day. I mean, yes, because these vendors were just like on point, but also their attitudes were just so great, and just being able to see the two of them interacting really the whole day was just adorable.
They were just like laughing the whole time. Like they're just like
Matt said like almost like in the morning still, like my face hurts, I'm smiling so much, like it was just such a good day. I think he actually told me that at their first look.
Yeah.
Which was so cute. As we were walking up, Caitlin, and I think she'd be okay with me sharing this because the videographer already shared like a
sneak video of us. Yeah.
But as we were walking up, she was like, am I allowed to kiss him? And I was like, girl, do what you want. Like, yes. That's why first looks are so great, because it's always so awkward at the aisle, like, if you don't see each other until the ceremony, you walk up and you have to, like, be so formal, mm-hmm. and you don't get to, like, run up and hug him or squeal or twirl around in your dress or kiss
whatever
him.
It is you
and I love
do.
That on first looks you're able to do that. So yeah, I was like, yes. So she walked up, she touched Matt on the shoulder, he turned around, and she was like, Laura said it's okay if we kiss. And so they just had the sweetest first look.
Yeah.
And then honestly, seriously, the whole rest of the day, it was just so fun watching the two of them interact.
Yeah.
I think that the kind of the theme of the whole wedding day was like, finally, like, everybody was really excited that these two were finally getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Just they've been together for a long time and have gone through so much together. And so it was, yeah, I think everybody could just really tell, like,
yeah.
It was just so joyful.
Right. Yeah. They even had their dog come for a short while as well, Millie, who showed up right after the first look, and we did some portraits with her.
Did you see the little pictures of Millie? We took pictures for Caitlin and Matt when they first got Millie. She's a
oh yeah.
I almost called her a snickerdoodle with a golden doodle, not a snickerdoodle. She's a dog.
We're hungry, or maybe what, candy? Because it's Halloween soon. I don't know.
I was thinking about the cake.
Yeah. Okay.
No. So she's a golden doodle. Seriously, so adorable. And we took pictures of them when they first got her as like a teeny little puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And they used some of those pictures as the table settings.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Each of their tables had like a really cute little picture of Caitlin and Matt on it.
Mm-hmm.
To like mark the table numbers, and one of them was the up close of Millie as a puppy.
I think there was also one of them with Millie at their engagement session as well.
Yeah.
She also came then.
She came to the engagement session and she came to the wedding.
Yeah, she's like, I think we photographed her as much as Caitlin and Matt, pretty much.
She's important.
She is important.
She made it into the speeches.
Yeah, she was...
Yeah.
She was a big part of it as well. She should really thank the dog team that goes along with whoever brought and watched over Millie while we were...
Okay, we are getting off track here, people.
We're just very happy and excited and so because of how great the day went. So another really cool thing from their ceremony, or from their wedding, was their ceremony. They had all these really fun old vintage chairs.
It looked so cool.
That they must have rented for a small fortune. But it was really cool.
Fortune?
And fortune. Small fortune? Is that better?
Fortune.
Fortune. What? There's a U in there. It's fortune.
Fortune.
Small fortune.
A small fortune.
A small fortune. How have we not had this discussion before? Anyways, sorry.
Excuse Michael, he's English.
So I say things correctly, okay.
Oh no.
So they also, with the chairs, they also had these giant couches that the parents of both Caitlin and Matt got to sit at, which were...
Yeah.
Looked really comfortable. It looked
they
like,
were so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with them, but I sat down in one to take a picture, and I was like, oh, whoa, I fell down. Like, that was low. And then you could see Matt's mom when she sat down in the chair. She was like, I'm not getting out of this. they did. It
yeah.
was all great, and it looked really pretty.
It did.
And the outside of the horse barn is where they got married, and it had this big, beautiful door as their backdrop.
Full of flowers, too.
And then all the florals were
yeah.
seriously so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So their ceremony was awesome, and then we actually got three different portrait times with them,
mm-hmm.
just like little chunks of the day, because they really wanted to go to their cocktail hour. Matt made a big deal about being able to get some of the queso.
Mm-hmm.
So I included a picture of that for you, Matt, because he got his queso. So that was really fun. And then what I really loved about their wedding day was the music choices. I just feel like all the song choices
were
so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this, the... I had never heard the song that all the, like, bridal party walked down the aisle to. Had you heard that?
That's like that wedding one,
I'm not,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I
had heard it, but I don't know
but
that
I... Maybe I'll link it
yeah.
So that you can listen to it. It was really cute. And then their first dance song I had never heard either. And it was adorable. It was, like a country song. And it was like, I don't want to change anything about you, but I do want to change your last name. It was so appropriate
yeah.
and so
yeah.
cute. And then their first dance with their, like, Caitlin and her dad and Matt and his mom. So cute.
Yeah.
And the tears that came from people
from
during
the bridal
those first
party
two dances.
Was just...
Oh my gosh, I think everyone was bawling.
Well, there's one of the bridesmaids actually had to turn around because
yeah.
she couldn't stop crying so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, I think that was like a sister-in-law, right?
Yeah, I think so. It was a very emotional and very exciting day. That whole term
yes.
of finally, I think really, you were right.
Right, yeah, that's a good point, Michael.
Yeah.
Cute. So anyways, enjoy a few of our favorites from their wedding day. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I can't forget about the other thing that was in the barn right before they left. The glow-in-the-dark bubble guns.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to stop us to talk about. I was like, okay, enjoy a few of our favorites. What's my favorite? Oh, the bubble gun picture. So team of vendors, yes, were amazing, but the real investment that just should get a serious shout-out is those bubble guns. Mm-hmm. They were so fun.
They were so cool.
I think that they were, like, a favor, but also, like, the exit, like, grand exit tool.
Yeah.
Thing. Avenue, it doesn't matter. And they were awesome.
Yeah, like, they're really cool.
Yeah, really fun. And so I think a couple people like took them and brought them to the dance floor, which was even more fun. Yeah.
It was a really creative idea too, because I don't know if Wisteria Farms. I think more venues now are being more strict about firework or about sparklers. And so this still gives you like some fun color, mm-hmm. but it also is like very interactive. So.
They were really cool.
Yeah, they were really cool.
I love that you stopped us to talk about bubble guns, and that's what I was going to talk about
too. Well, you know, that's the most important thing.
Very notable people.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, now you can enjoy a few of our favorites. Congratulations, Caitlin and Matt. We love you both so much.
Congrats, you guys.